Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Baba Kama daf Mem Beis. I would like to backtrack a little bit and begin from daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis at the two dots at Tanu Rabbanan. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, also by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should be returned home safely. Also by Avi and Esti Goldstein and family, Lizecher Nishmas, their beloved son, Zachary Goldstein, my Talmud Chaim Tzvi, Ben Avraham, upon his fifth yard site, which is the Shabbos, his Neshama, Shavna Aliyah. Also by Simeon Moshe Kleinman, Lili Nishmas, Moshe's grandfather, David Levi Ben Yitzchak HaKohen, whose yard site is today, the Neshama Shavna Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So the first thing we're going to talk about is two versions of Rabbi Eliezer's response to Rabbi Akiva, asking why do you need a pasuk to exempt the Baal HaShor from Kofar, if it should have been something that's obvious. And the Gemara is going to discuss which version Rabbi Eliezer had said first and which version he had said second. Then the Gemara is going to continue quoting Brisos that have limudim from Baal HaShor Naki, that we have derivations that we learn from Baal HaShor Naki, and we're going to have four explanations why we need Baal HaShor Naki to exempt from Dmei Vlados, even though it would seemingly be obvious just from the parsha of Dmei Vlados itself that a shor doesn't pay, the shor tam shenogach doesn't pay Dmei Vlados. So why do I need Baal HaShor Naki to teach that to me? So the Gemara is going to have four approaches to that. That is the majority of Amud Aleph. Then the Gemara is going to have another brisa about Baal HaShor Naki, where Rabbi Akiva is going to learn that Naki mi Dmei Eved, that a shor that kills an Eved, the Baal HaShor doesn't have to pay the Shloshim Shel Eved. So the Gemara is going to question, why do I need that halacha? Can't you derive that? Why do I need that to learn that halacha from Pasuk Baal HaShor Naki? Can't it be derived from elsewhere? And the Gemara is going to have two explanations why it cannot be derived from elsewhere and you need the Pasuk of Baal HaShor Naki. And then in the second half of Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about that the idea that the kofar for killing a woman, the kofar payment, goes to her yarshim. Obviously, she can't collect it. She's dead. That's why you're paying the kofar. But that's going to go to her yarshim, not her husband. So the Gemara is going to discuss, what about chiyuvei nezek that are owed to a woman, and then the woman drops dead? Does that also go to the yarshim, or does that go to her husband? So let's begin again backtracking to the two dots on Mem Aleph and Beis at Tanu Rabbanan. We rushed through it a little bit yesterday, and I wasn't prepared, so let's do it properly now. So Tanu Rabbanan, the Brisa tells us as follows, Ubala Sharnaki, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Naki Michatzi Kofar, that the Pasuk teaches me that the Baal HaShor is potter from paying Kofar, and also if it's a short time, from paying Chatzi Kofar. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Eliezer, V'alo hu atzmo in mishtalim ela migufo, the entire payment of a shor tam is only from the guf of the shor, meaning you take the body of the shor that had done the damage, and that's what pays the debt. That's what pays for the shor tam. So even without this pasuk, there's no possibility of collecting chatzi kofar, because once the animal killed somebody, the animal gets skila. So v'yelu beizdin v'yishalim lach. Let the Baal HaShor say to the nizik, you know what? You want to collect from the shor? Bring my dead shor that's been stoned for what it did and see what you could collect from it. Meaning it was already stoned. It's not worth anything. So how are you going to possibly collect the chatzi kofar? So that's Rabbi Akiva's challenge to Rabbi Eliezer. How could you learn from Baal HaShor Naki that you don't pay chatzi kofar, that a shor tam that kills doesn't pay chatzi kofar? A shor tam always pays me gufo. So it's automatic that it's not going to pay chatzi kofar because there is no guf left. You've already stoned it. So two versions of what Rabbi Eliezer responds to that. Version number one, Omer lo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Kiva, Kach ani be'enecha, shadine b'zeh shechayiv misa? Wait, you think, am I chashud in your eyes that my kavana was to darshan about a shor that's chayiv misa? That he doesn't have to pay kofar? Of course, if the shor is chayiv misa, you're not going to pay kofar. I was talking about a case where there's a kofar payment, even though the shor is not chayiv misa, And that's why I need Balasharnaki to tell me that you don't make that kofar payment either. What do you mean? Why would there ever be a kofar payment if the shor is not chayiv misa? The shor, if there's a kofar payment, it means the shor killed somebody. So obviously there's a chayiv misa. Say in dini ella kishahemis es ha'adam al pi elechad or al pi bailim. The case I'm talking about is where the shor killed somebody, but it was only al pi elechad or by the admission of the bailim himself, and that's not enough to kill the shor, and therefore the shor is still alive. So that's why you would have a havamina to collect the chatzi kofar. So I'll pi bailim, ask the Gemara, wait a second, I'll pi bailim, modu b'knasu. Well, if it's I'll pi bailim, then he's anyway a modu b'knasu and he's going to be pater. So anyway, you wouldn't have to pay kofar because we're assuming that kofar is a knas. And if the only way we know that this shor actually killed the person is because the bailim admitted it, he's a modu b'knasu and a modu b'knasu is pater. So ask the Gemara, no, kasavar kofar kapara. Rabbi Eliezer is working with the assumption that the kofar payment is a kapara. Para for the balashar, and therefore there would have been room to say that just like a person is mechayev a korban chatos al pi atzmo or al pi erechad, when he admits to doing an avera, he wants to bring korban chatos because he knows he did an avera. He knows he needs a kapara. So hu adin megabe kofer, and that's why I need the pasuk of balashar naki to tell me that even though the shor is still alive, and therefore there's a havamina to think that you're going to pay the kofer migufo from the shor, balashar naki tells me that there is no payment of chatzi kofar. When a tam kills somebody, there's no payment of chatzi kofar. That's one version of Rabbi Eliezer's response. So again, the Rabbi Eliezer had said, Balashar Naki, teach me you don't pay chatzi kofar. The challenge Rabbi Akiva offered is, of course you don't pay chatzi kofar. The shor is dead, and chatzi kofar would only be collected migufo. But you obviously stoned the shor. So response number one of Rabbi Eliezer to that is, the shor is not always dead, because it could be the only way we know that this shor killed somebody is by the Bailim himself admitting, and we're not going to kill the shor in that case. Tanya Idach, the second version of Rabbi Eliezer's response is Amar la Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva, kacha ni ve'enecha shadini b'zeh shechayv misa? What, you think I'm talking about a shor that's dead, that's going to be chayv misa, it's going to be stoned anyway? Ein dini ela b'mskavin l'arukas ha-behema v'arukas ha-adam. I'm talking about a kofar payment when the shor wanted to kill a behema and accidentally killed the person. L'mitzri v'arug Yisrael, the shor wanted to kill a mitzri and accidentally killed the Yisrael. L'nefalim v'arug ben kayama, the shor wanted to kill the Nefel and accidentally killed a Ben Kayama. In all of these cases, we're going to see in a few days from now, the shor does not get killed. So I might think that if it's a shor tam that had done these things, it's going to pay kofar, and that's why I have Bala Shor Naki to tell me that you don't pay kofar. Now notice the difference between the way Rabbi Eliezer addresses Rabbi Akiva in both responses. In the first response, it's Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, kach ani be'enecha, shedini b'zech shechayiv misa. In the second response, it's Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva, kach ani be'enecha, shedini b'chayiv misa. Meaning, why did he add Rabbi Akiva's name in the second time around? So in the Sefer Edus B'Yisrael, he points out that the Gemara is going to tell us that the second response of Rabbi Eliezer is the much stronger response. That the first response of Rabbi Eliezer is the Zutri, the second one is the Rav Ravi. First one is the small one, the second one is the really strong response. So you understand, the Lashon of Akiva was because he felt confident. So he called him by his first name. And he said, Akiva, listen, I got to, you know, he felt that he had a much better response. And that's why he used Rabbi Akiva's name in responding the second time around. So Frekling Mar Hey Amar Liberesha is the order of these brisos, the order of responses that Rabbi Eliezer gave. I mean, we're assuming both of these responses are accurate. Rabbi Eliezer said both of these things to Rabbi Akiva, meaning he had to come up with a hechitimtza of when the shor that did the killing is still going to be alive, where there's at least a hava amina that it should pay kofar migufo, so that Bala Sharnaki could teach that it doesn't pay kofar migufo. Well, which of these responses came first? So it begs the question, the Lamayna Afkamina, which one came first? So Rashi Membez Amar Aleph writes, Nafkamina is that if Rabbi Eliezer whether Rabbi Eliezer changed his mind from the weaker of the two responses, that if he said the weaker response first, so then once he had a stronger response, he changed his mind and he backed out of that weaker response. But if he said the stronger one first and then he had the weaker one, so obviously he didn't back out of the stronger one. That's how Rashi and Shitun Bet say. The Bala Ma'or says differently, that the Machlokas is whether Rabbi Eliezer, who is the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva, was was working to be mechadid this Rabbi Akiva, meaning sometimes you find that a Rebbe will say something to a Talmud in Shas, and the Talmud comes up with a response, and the Gemara is like, what was the Rebbe thinking? Of course there's such a response. So the Gemara will say, no, he only said it lechadid this Talmidav, to see if his Talmidim were sharp, to see if they'll have an answer. So they wanted to know, does Rabbi Eliezer have this practice with Rabbi Akiva? That if he said the weaker response first, it could be he wanted to see if Rabbi Akiva would ask on it, or is it not the derech of Rabbi Eliezer to be mechadid as talmidav, and therefore he went right away with the strongest response. Okay, that's how the Baal Amar understands nafkamina, which one came first. But which one came first? So Rav Kahana Mishmei Derava Amar Miskavin Amar Labiresha. The taina that Rabbi Eliezer had of you could find a case where a shor should have to pay kofar, and yet the shor itself is not dead, in the case of Miskavin the behema and an accidentally killed an adam, meaning the second of the two responses that we learned is the first one that Rabbi Eliezer said. But Rav Tevyumi Mishmei Derava Amar Hamis Amar Labiresha. No, it's Hamis Al Pi Echad Al Pi Bailim, that's the case where the shor is still going to be alive, because it's only from the hodah of the Bailim. That response, the first of the two responses that we learned, was the one that Rabbi Eliezer in fact said first. So Rav Kadim Shmei Derav Amar Miskavin Amar Labiresha, that it was the second of the two responses that was said first, because Mashal the Tzayit Sheshol the Dagam in Hayam, it's just like you have a fisherman who's going fishing, Mishkach Rav Ravi Shakel, so he catches a big fish, so he takes it, and then Zutri Shakel, then when he finds smaller fish afterwards, he takes that as well. So too, Rabbi Lezer first says the stronger teretz that doesn't have a tshuva, and that's the case of the shars Miskavin Lebehema and Harag Adam. And then when he found another possibility of how it could be that a shar would be subject to a kofar payment, and the shar is still alive, namely by Hodas Bailim, even though that's a weaker response, he comes up with, he says that response as well, just like a fisherman is going to take the small fish after he has the big one. Rav Tevyum Mishmei Derava Amar Hamas Amar Leberesha. No, he first said the weaker of the two responses. Mashal Tzayit Sheshol Dagam in Hayam. And the mashal is like a fisherman that's going to catch fish. Mashkach Zutri Shakel. So at first he only catches small fish, he takes it. But then Mashkach Ravravi, when he finds a big fish, Shadi Zutri Vishakel Ravravi, he'll throw away the small fish and he'll take the big fish, because he doesn't have makom in his kalim for both of them. So he'd rather have the big one. So too, Rabbi Eliezer first said the response of Al Pi Erechad, Al Pi Bailim, which you could ask on, which we're going to have challenges to. And then when he found a better answer, he backed out of that initial answer of Al Pi Bailim, and instead he gave the better answer of Miskavin Haragas Abeima Vaharagas Adam. So it's almost like a derech in learning that you see from here, that in the first svara was that even if you have a really, really strong response, you always look for extra snifim. You always come with a little extra support, even if those snifim are not particularly strong. You have like that in halacha sometimes, that you have a psak that you'll read a tshuva, where a posik will make a strong argument, and that'll say, va'od snif lahakel, va'od snif lahakel, and none of those snifim lahakel are enough to really rely on. They're all weak, but they help. They help to strengthen an already strong point. Rabbi Reisman once said that he once spent a day on Chol HaMoed Sukkos by the Minchas Yitzchak, that he wanted to see how the Minchas Yitzchak passed in Shilas all day. So he sat in his sukkah and he sat there all day as Shilas were coming in and out, and he thought it would be such an educational experience. He said, it turns out the Minchas Yitzchak gets the same Shilas every other rabbi gets. So there wasn't so much to learn from it, except in between people coming, he asked the Minchas Yitzchak, what's the role of a sniff lahakel? Like, when can you use an extra sniff lahakel? And the Yitzchak said, sniff lahakel is only valuable when you have one very strong argument. I mean, you have one argument that you actually believe in, so then a sniff lahakel, vote sniff lahakel, vote sniff lahakel, that's very valuable. It's a yisod in paskening halacha. Sometimes you see people trying to pasken halacha by just having sniffim lahakel, you know, and none of them are strong, so you can't be makel based on minor arguments that individually don't make any sense. If you put 10 things together, that none of them make sense, so you still don't have anything that makes sense. So Rav Shachter often says that someone who has a crazy idea, a mishagas, is not a mishugana. But if you go around collecting everyone else's mishagas, then that's a mishugana. So, you're just going to have, 10 snippet malakal that don't make any sense. So that's not a way to paskin halacha. So that's you see this idea that you have the ravri shakil. So then if you have zutri also, after you have the ravri, then you'll take the Zutri as well. Anyway, Tani Idach. Now we have another Brisa that darshins Bala Sharnaki. Bala Sharnaki, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Naki Midmei Vlados. Bala Sharnaki means that a short time that gores someone, a woman, and it causes her to miscarry, you don't have to pay Chatzi Dmei Vlados. You don't have to pay the for the Dmei Vlados. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's drasha from Bala Sharnaki. The Ravid points out that since Rabbi Yossi Aglili doesn't darshan like Rabbi Eliezer, that it's coming to be memayit chatzi kofer, it seems that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that a short time is takachayiv in chatzi kofer. Meaning, if the previous drasha from Bala Sharnaki was to tell me that you're put from chatzi kofer, that was Rabbi Eliezer's drasha from Bala Sharnaki, and comes along Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, no, there's a different drasha from Bala Sharnaki. It must be that he doesn't accept Rabbi Eliezer's drasha, and he thinks you're actually chayiv in chatzi kofer. And the Gemara says on Tesvav Amaral that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that a tam is mishalim chatzi kofer. However, Tosos over there writes that you don't have to say that. It could be that he holds that you don't need a pasuk to pater from chatzi kofer, because when the shor is chayiv skila, he's pater because of the svara that Rabbi Akiva said. Have you lebezed it? He's dead anyway. He's chayiv skila. So you know, where are you going to collect the chatzi kofer from? And it's just that he doesn't hold of either of Rabbi Eliezer's responses to that in the previous sugya. Okay, but anyway, Rabbi Yossi Aglili's drasha is that your pater midmei vlados. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva challenges Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Hareyu Omer, the pasuk says by dmei vlados ki inatsu anashim, that when men are fighting and they strike a pregnant woman and she loses her pregnancy, anashim below shvarim. So don't you see, we could darshan from the pasuk, it says specifically that when it's men that's fighting, that the pasuk is not mechayiv b'dmei vlados, only when it's the pasuk is only mechayiv b'dmei vlados when it's a man that strikes a woman, but a shor that strikes a woman, there is no chayiv d'mei vlados. So you don't need Bala Sharnaki to tell me that they don't pay d'mei vlados. Pasuk says anashim, the whole chayiv of d'mei vlados is only by anashim. So that's the challenge, that's the question. Why does Rabbi Yossi Aglili need Bala Sharnaki to tell me that the shor is pater from d'mei vlados? The very chayiv of d'mei vlados is only for anashim. So it's obvious that a shor doesn't pay dmei vlados. Four answers. So says Mar Shapir, Kamer Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva's challenge seems pretty good. So four answers. Amar Rav Ula Bereid Rav Idi Itzrich. You do need the word naki to pater from dmei vlados. From the word anashim, would not have been sufficient, because Salka Daita Chamina, I might have thought to learn the pasuk as follows: anashim v'lo shvarin hadom in anashim. That only when anashim cost a person, cost a woman her vlados, do you pay dmei vlados, as opposed to oxen that are similar to anashim. Ma anashim muadin af shvarim muadin, meaning that just like Adam is muad liolam, so I would think that yes, when a man who is muad strikes a woman, so he pays dmei vlados, but a shor muad does not pay dmei vlados. Ooh, but then you can make another diuk, hatam mechayiv. But if it were not a shor that was domela anashim, if it were a shor tam, then you would taka be chayiv in paying the dmei vlados. So kasrachman bala sharnaki departed. That's why the pasuk says bala sharnaki to tell me that you're potter. So Amar Rava, Rava says, what kind of havamin is that? Meaning you really are going to learn the pasuk that a shor muad is potter from dmei vlados, but a shor tam is chayiv in dmei vlados? Shor tam is going to be more chayiv than a shor muad would be? Amar Rava, yitziva ba'ara v'giyor v'shmei shemaya. Does that make any sense, that a citizen is going to be down here on the ground and the foreigners are going to be given b'shmei shemaya? They're going to be given special rights and privileges that citizens don't have in any normal country. A citizen, you know, being a citizen earns you rights and privileges, and when you're a foreigner, you don't have those same rights and privileges. You're treated differently. So it's just a way, it's a mushal of the Gemara saying that that's totally backwards. Nowadays, the mushal is not move on. But the understanding is that it's a totally backwards way of thinking. So you're going to give a short tam, a chiyuv, that you're not going to give a shormuad. Shormuad is going to be potter, shormuad is going to be chayv. What kind of havamin is that? So Ella Amarava, a second possibility. Itzrich. No, I need the pasuk of Naki to tell me that you're potter from Dmei Vlados, and I do not derive it from the word anashim in the parsha of Dmei Vlados, because Salka Daita Chamina anashim v'lo shvarim hadomela anashim in that ma anashim wadin ashvarim wadin. V'kalvuchomer l'tamin d'petiri. Now, this is a slightly very different drasha. We're saying that the havamin of how to read the pasuk about the tamei vlados is that when a man strikes a woman, and causes her to lose her pregnancy, he's going to have to pay the tamei vlados. But when a shor who's similar to a man, namely a shor mua, does the same, it's potter from tamei vlados. And then obviously a shor tam is going to be potter. If even a shor mua is potter, a shor tam is potter as well. So that's what I would have derived from that pasuk, that a shor is always potter from tamei vlados. But then hadar kasav rachmana bala shor naki tam potter umur chayiv. But then I have another pasuk that says bala shor naki dafka to say that that only a tam is potter, but a muad would be chayiv. So from the parsha of demei vlados, I would have exempted everybody, all types of shvarim from demei vlados, all types of oxen from demei vlados. The phrase bala shor naki is not really coming to teach me the patur of a tam from demei vlados. It's coming to teach me that a muad is chayiv. So it's a little misleading when Rabbi Yossi Aglili says bala shor naki naki mi dmei vlados, as if that's the chiddush. No, the chiddush is that it's only the tam that's naki mi dmei vlados, but that the muad is going to be chayiv in dmei vlados. So Abayi challenges some Abayi elamayata. If that's the drasha gabi dmei vlados, gabi boshes nami nemahachi. Maybe when it comes to boshes, where it says ki yinatsu anoshim, and you're going to make this drasha anoshim v'lo shvarim, we should make the same drasha anoshim v'lo shvarim hadomin la anoshim. That anoshim means that when it comes to anoshim, you're going to pay boshes, but not a shor that's in a similar circumstance as an ish. In that ma anoshim muadim na shvarim muadim v'kalvachom l'tamet d'petiri. So if an adam is muadli olam is chayiv in boshes, so we darshan anoshim v'lo shvarim, a shor muad is potter from boshes, and if a shor muad is potter from boshes, kalvachomer a shor tam is potter from boshes, and then hadukas rachman bala shor naki tam potter muad chayiv. Maybe I should learn from bala shor naki that only a tam is potter from boshes, but that a muad is going to be chayiv in dmei boshes, even though the Gemara says that later on that you're only chayiv in boshes when you're neskavin levayish and lechora by a shor. It's not shaykh to be neskavin levayish. So the Gemara already saw back in Daf Lamed Hey that if you're neskavin lehazik, even if you're not neskavin levayish, you're still chayiv in dmei boshes. You need kavana to be chayiv in boshes, but it doesn't have to be kavana levayish. A shor doesn't know how to have kavana levayish, but a shor can have kavana lehazik. So there's a havamina at least, or maybe we should actually make this drasha the Gemara is asking, that a shor tam doesn't pay boshes, but a shor muad does pay boshes. V'chitei machinami, and maybe you're going to say, yeah, that's what Rabbi Yosef Glili Taka would say, that just like he'll say that a short time doesn't pay that a short time doesn't pay Dmei Vlados, but a short mu'ah does. Maybe he'll say a short time doesn't pay Boshes, but a short mu'ah does. So ihachi listni bala shornaki Rabbi Yosef Glili patur mi Dmei Vlados umi Boshes. Well, then Rabbi Yosef Glili should have mentioned something about that, but he didn't. So the weakness in this understanding of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, in this second of the four understandings of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, is that if you're going to make this drasha that we're trying to say Rabbi Yossi Aglili is making, he should have made the same drasha about Boshes, and yet he didn't. He didn't mention anything about Boshes. So Elo Abaye V'Rava Dami Tarvayu, a third understanding of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Again, the question was, why does Rabbi Yossi Aglili need Bala Shornaki to tell me that you're Pater from Dmei Vlados? The Pasuk by Dmei Vlados says Anoshim. So obviously a shor is potter from Dmei Vlados. So Abaye and Rava both say that the reason Rabbi Yosef Glili needs to darshan from the word Naki, and it's not enough to darshan from the word Anoshim, is since the din of Dmei Vlados is said only by when the Isha herself doesn't die. But if the woman herself died, since you're chayiv for killing the Isha, you'd be potter from the Dmei Vlados. You might have thought that which the Torah is memait with Anoshim, I would have thought Anoshim ein ason bi isha yeyanchu, that when it comes to Anoshim, you have that rule that if the woman doesn't die, they pay the Dmei Vlados, but yesh ason bi isha lo yeyanchu. But if the woman does die, you don't pay the Dmei Vlados. And it's on that halacha that I would have said that an ox is different. V'lo shvarim dafal gavdi yesh ason yeyanchu. I might have thought that when it says Anoshim in the parsha of Dmei Vlados, it's not coming to tell me Anoshim are chayiv in Dmei Vlados and shvarim are potter. No, it's that anashim have certain exemptions of dmei vlados, and a shor never has an exemption of dmei vlados. Shor is always going to have to pay dmei vlados. That's why under kasrachmana bala shornaki the potter. That's why I need bala shornaki to tell me no, that a shor in fact is potter from dmei vlados. Tos Rid writes that Rabbi Yosef Lili throughout the entire sugya is only really pottering a tam and not a muad. So the bala shornaki is coming to tell me that the shor is going to be that the shor tam is going to be potter from dmei vlados. The Meiri however says that even a muad is going to be potter from dmei vlados. Pnei Yeshua explains that even though there's makom to argue that the drush of anashim v'lo shvarim is going on a muad and it's being mechayev a muad no matter what, the drush of bala sharnaki would be going on the tam to pater him. But nevertheless, so long as there's no as there's no clear raya to say that, the klal is whatever's chayev in a muad is chayev in a tam, just half of it, right? So you're not going to start making drushes that the drusha that tells me anashim v'lo shvarim that a shor is always going to be chayev, is never going to have an exemption, that's about a shor muad, and the drush of bala sharnaki that a shor is always going to be potter, that's about a shor tam. Now we're not going to make such drusha, says the Pnei Yeshua, because that's going to split tam and muad. So it must be that the hava amina is to darshan from anashim v'lo shvarim that a shor doesn't have any exemptions and is always chayiv in the dmei vlados. Kamash mulan bala sharnaki that a shor is in fact always potter from dmei vlados. So Rav Ad Bar Ava asks on this limud as well. So Maskar Ad Bar Ava atu ba asun tal yemilsa. The fact that the Torah potters but dmei vlados when the woman dies, is that because of the woman's death, that if the woman dies they're potter, and if she doesn't die you're chayiv? No, b'kavana talia milsa. It's really totally on the kavana of the one who's striking the woman, that if he tries to kill the woman and she dies he's potter from dmei vlados. But if he didn't try to kill the woman, he tried to kill his friend who he was fighting with, then he's chayiv b'dmei vlados even if the woman taka does die. Meaning it's not, there's not an automatic that whenever the woman dies he's going to be potter from dmei vlados. You're chayiv in dmei vlados even if the woman does die, as long as that wasn't your intention. So you can't say that, like Abaye and Rava wanted to suggest, that from the word anashim I would darshan that only by anashim there's a chiluk whether the woman dies or not, but by a shor there's no chiluk whether the woman dies or not, because by anashim there isn't such a chiluk either whether the woman dies or not. It's all totally on the kavana of the person. So ella, a fourth approach to understanding Rabbi Yosef Lili, ella amar avad barava, the drush of anashim v'lo shvarim would be as follows: anashim kinskavnu zelaze avagav sheyesh son biisha ye anchu. When it comes to anashim that are trying to kill each other and not trying to kill the woman, even though the woman dies, they still pay the dmei vlados. Kinskavnu liisha atzma lo ye anchu. But they're still a ptur if they try to kill the woman, then they're potter from the dmei vlados because they're chayiv misa for having killed the woman bikavana v'lo shvarim, and that rule doesn't apply to Ushar. I would have learned from the parsha of Dmei Vlados that Ushar, even when it's trying to kill the woman, still pays Dmei Vlados. So that's why Kasa Rachman Bala Sharnaki, Diptiri, that's why I need Bala Sharnaki to tell me that no, Ushar does not pay Dmei Vlados. V'chein kiyosa Rav Chagig Midroma, Asa Vaisi Masnisa Biyade, when Rav Chagig came from the south, in the Tkuf of the Tanayim, there was there were a lot of halachos. The Torah was found beikar in the Lishkas Hagazis, and then afterwards in Yavne. So at a certain time, Rabbi Yehuda ben Dertai separated from the Chachamim, and he opened the yeshiva in the south of Eretz Yisrael. So they would call them Meute Torah and Gasei Aruach, but they would still take the good things that they taught, and therefore they'd bring a raya from a brisa that they had in the Durham, which was not the respected yeshiva. That's when the Maritz Chayis gives all the history. So it's a very Maritz Chayis kind of comment. Maritz Chayis is always interested in how the transmission of Torah Shebal Peh happened throughout the generations. So anyway, so when Rav Chaga came midroma, also vaisi masnisu biyadei, he brought a brisa kavaseh to Rav Ad Bar Ava, exactly like that last explanation of Rav Ad Bar Ava, that the drush of Rabbi Yossi was coming to tell me that you should not say from the word anashim that a shor is always going to be chayiv in dmei vlados. So bala sharnaki to tell me the opposite, that a shor is in fact always putter in dmei vlados. So that is as far as Rabbi Yosef Glili's drasha from Bala Sharnaki. Now we have one final drasha from Bala Sharnaki, a final brisa. Tani Yidach, Bala Sharnaki, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Naki Midme Eved. That it means, the Pasuk is telling me that if a short tam gores and kills an Eved, he doesn't have to pay the knas of Shloshim Shkaldim that the Torah is Mechayiv for a short muad. So the Gemara asks, well, wait a second. Previously, Rabbi Akiva challenged Rabbi Eliezer's drasha. Right? Rabbi Eliezer wanted to learn from Bala Sharnaki. We started today's daf by saying Rabbi Eliezer wanted to learn from Bala Sharnaki that you're Naki Michatzi Kofer. And Rabbi Akiva says that since the Shar is going to get killed, obviously you're Naki Michatzi Kofer because you can only collect Chatzi Kofer Migufo. And the Shar is going to get stoned. So what do you mean collect Chatzi Kofer? You can't bring a dead Shar and collect from that. So can't Rabbi Akiva ask that on his own limud also? Rabbi Akiva's own limud is that if the shor kills an eved, then you don't have to, then it's potter from shloshim shekel. Of course we potter from shloshim shekel. It's a short time. It pays me gufo. You're going to stone the shor because it killed a person. It killed an eved. So name Rabbi Akiva l'nafshei. Why doesn't Rabbi Akiva challenge? He's so busy bothering Rabbi Eliezer, he should have asked his own kash on himself. Whenever you have a short time, it only pays me gufo. Have you in the shaymlach? Take the stoned shor and bring it to Beis Din. What are you going to get out of it? It's worthless. So let him ask that kash on himself. So the Gemara explains, no, Amrav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Kishkadim Bailav Ushchato. Rabbi Kiva is talking about a case where the Bailim went and shechted the shor before it had a Gemar Din. So it never got stoned. And therefore there's meat that's kosher that was shechted and has value. So Mal Detem L'Shtalimine, I might have thought that you pay the Dmei Evet from that meat. So Kamash Mulan, that's what Bala Sharnaki tells me, Ho, Lebar Katalahu, since the shor did a Maisa for which it's Chayiv Misa, Avagav Deshachte L'Shtalimine. Even though you in fact shechted it, you cannot use that meat to pay the Dmei Evet. Yeah, but couldn't Rabbi Akiva have thought of that same answer for Rabbi Eliezer? Right? Rabbi Eliezer said that Bala Sharnaki teaches me you don't pay Chatzi Kofer. Rabbi Akiva says, when would you ever pay Chatzi Kofer? The Shor is going to be dead. Well, couldn't Rabbi Akiva have thought of that same answer? That, no, maybe the Bailim went and shechted it before they ever had a chance to give it skila, and you don't pay the Chatzi Kofer from the meat. So Hachinami, the Gemara says, yeah, Rabbi Akiva knew that you could give that answer. He just wanted to ask because he thought maybe Rabbi Eliezer has a better answer. I mean, Rabbi Akiva knew in his own mind what his drasha with Bala Sharnaki was, and he knew what the challenge would be to it, and he knew that he had a kind of answer. But he knew that that same challenge would be to Rabbi Eliezer, so he wanted to see if Rabbi Eliezer had a better answer. Rabbi Eliezer, Nami, Lishni Le Shekadim Shchato. Well, Rabbi Eliezer gave two, we had two versions of how Rabbi Eliezer responded to Rabbi Akiva. None of those versions was that the guy went and shechted it. Right, one was, oh no, the shor is not dead because it was in Skaven Harag Behema, or the shor is not dead because we only know that it killed the person because of the Bailim being Moda. Why didn't Rabbi Eliezer just say this answer, that the shor is that the shor is dead, but it wasn't stoned, it was shechted? So Amar Lach, so Rabbi Eliezer would answer, you can't say that because Hasamud din Skaven Harag Behema Vargas Adam, the shor lav bar katoluhu klal, the salkadai techamina nechayiv. The only case where I'd even have a havamina that he's going to be Chatzi Kofer is in a case where the shor is not deserving of getting stoned, meaning it tried to kill a behema and it accidentally killed an adam. So that's why it's shukra lemute. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me that even then you don't pay kofer. Aval hacha, but in this case, where the shor deserves to get killed, and the Bailim just pulled a fast one on us, and before he had a chance, the Beis Din had a chance to kill it, he went and he shechted it. Lo tzarkra, aval gav deshachte. You don't need a pasuk to be memai from a chiyuv kofer, even though the guy went and shechted it, because obviously he was supposed to have skila, and in such a case, there's no possibility to collect a chiyuv kofer. It's pashut that there's no chiyuv kofer that's going to be chal on a shor that's deserving of skila. Rabbi Kiva nami vade hachiyava. So it says, why didn't Rabbi Kiva think of that? That why does Rabbi Kiva need to be mema'et a short tam from Dmei Eved? Shouldn't it be obvious that if your short tam that killed an Eved is deserving of skila, that it's automatically Pater from Dmei Evet? I shouldn't need Bala Sharnaki to teach me that it's Pater from Dmei Evet. So two responses to defend Rabbi Akiva. Number one, Ella Amravasi, Hai Milsam Pika Varabishmili. I heard this explanation from a gadol b'Torah, Uman Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, namely Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Why does the pasuk need to be ma'it midmei evan? Salkatay techamina, because I might have had to have a mina holvam Rabbi Kiva aftam shechavul ba'adam mishalim b'moser nezik shalim. That let's say you have a case where a short time and a person get into a fight and they each injure the other. So not only does the person pay nezik shalim, but the time that's chavul ba'adam pays nezik shalim as well. And therefore, if the chaval his chavala ba'adam was greater than the chavala that the adam did on the shar, so we just pay the differential. So you see, according to Rabbi Akiva, a short time that's chaval ba'adam pays nezek shalim like a shar mu'ad. Meaning, when does a short time pay chatzi nezek? When it damages another shar. But if a short time damages an adam, he pays nezek shalim as a shar mu'ad. So I might think, mishtali nami d'mei evad malia, that I might think he also has to pay d'mei evad because it was something that it did to an adam. So kas rachmana bala shar Naki. That's why it says Bala Sharnaki to tell me that he's parted from Demei Evet. Amalei Rabbi Zeir Ravasi, Vatav Rabbi Kiva Gzise. But Rabbi Kiva, you know, changed his mind. He modified that teaching about paying Nezek Shalem. Titania, because we have a price, said that Rabbi Kiva Omer, once we say that Thomas Chavul Badim pays Nezek Shalem, Yachol Yishalim Min Aliyah, I might think that you're Yishalim Min Aliyah, that you pay from whatever property you have. Tamal Omer, Kamish Batazay Ye Oselo. That even though it's short time that is Chaval Ba'adam pays Nezek Shalem, Meguf Mishalem Vene Mishalem Min Aliyah. It still only pays Megufo. So therefore, the kasha would still stand that if the short time killed an eved, so granted there's a hava mina that it's gonna pay nezek shalim and therefore should pay shloshim shel eved, but whatever it pays is only going to be megufo, and if it killed a person, megufo is a dead body. It's chayiv skila, so there is no chayiv megufo. So we're back to the kasha. Why would there ever be a hava mina that a short time pays shloshim shel eved? Elo amar Rava. So Rava has a different approach. Itzrich salkatay techamina holu machmir reini be eved yoser mi ben chorin. I might have thought that since we see were more machmir by a shor shenagach eved than a shor shenagach ben chorin. How so? She ben chorin yafasala nosin sela shloshim nosin shloshim. That ben chorin, whatever he's worth, that's what you pay. You don't pay more than it's worth. The eved yafasala nosin shloshim. But by an eved, even if it's worth very very little, you always pay shloshim shel eved. That's a chumrah of the Torah. So I might think also mishtalim nami d'mei eved min aliyah. So I might think that the Dmei Eved is not paid from the guf of the shor, but you pay that min aliyah, and therefore even if the shor is stoned and dead, you still have to pay the shloshim shel eved. That's why kasarachmana bala sharnaki. That's why I need bala sharnaki to tell me that no, shor is potter from Dmei Eved. Tanya kavasei d'Rava. We have a brayso that says just like Rava, bala sharnaki. Rabbi Kiva omer nakim d'Mei Eved. Rabbi Kiva says it means that you're nakim d'Mei Eved. Valo dinu, and I should learn it from a memetzinu. Hol v'chayiv be'eved v'chayiv ben chorin. Since you're chayiv shloshim shkalim for an eved, and you're chayiv kofer for a ben chorin, makh chayiv ben chorin chilak to ben tam bo ben tam lemuad. Just like a tam is potter from kofer and a muad is chayiv and kofer, afkish chayiv be'eved. So too by the shloshim shel eved, nechalik ben tam lemuad. I should make the same chilik that a tam is potter from shloshim shel eved, but a muad is chayiv. Va'od kal v'chomer. Plus, not only memetzina, but I can learn a kal v'chomer. Uma ben chorin shenosin kol shavio. When it comes to ben chorin, you pay the full value of the ben chorin that you killed. Chilak to bo ben tam lemuad. And yet we distinguish and we say that a tam is potter from kofer. So eved shenosin el shloshim and eved, where you don't even pay the full value, you only pay shloshim, even if it's a very expensive eved. Ein odin shenachluk bo ben tam lemuad. I would say all the more so, tam is potter from the shloshim. So says Rabbi Akiva, lo, you cannot make that kal v'chomer nor that memetzinu, because you could really say the kal v'chomer in the other direction. Machmireini be'eved yosim ben chorin. There's a certain chumrah that an eved has that a ben chorin doesn't have, namely sheben chorin yafasala nosin sela shloshim nosin shloshim. If the ben chorin is worth less than shloshim, you pay less than shloshim. But ve'eved yafasala nosin shloshim, if an eved is worth less than shloshim, you still pay shloshim. So and therefore there's a havamina that just like we're machmir that you always have to pay shloshim by an eved, we should be machmir that even a short time that kills an eved has to pay the shloshim. Tamalom or bala sharnaki naki midmei eved. That's why I need bala sharnaki to tell me you're naki midmei eved. So the havamina according to Rabbi Akiva to say that a short time would pay shloshim shel eved is that we are more machmir by eved than we are by ben chorin. So kamash malon, I need the pasuk of bala sharnaki to tell me you're naki midmei eved. Tanurabban. Tana. Now a new discussion. Vehemis isha isha. Pasuk says if the shor muad is hemis isha isha. Amar Rabbi Akiva chima bazal lamdeinu. Why does it have to say man or woman? Is this a kind of area in the Torah where I would think it's different if you kill a woman than a man? Say im lechayiv ali isha ki ish. If it's coming to tell me that the shor gets skila for killing a woman also, harik varnemar. Pasuk already says that ki yigach shor es ish o es isha. So what's this pasuk teaching me? Ella lahakish isha leish in the following way. It's linking man to woman in the following way. Ma ish nizak of liyarshav. Just like the payments that you're going to make for the nezek by a man, if the man is no longer here, he's dead, that goes to his yarshim. Af isha nizkel liyarsheha. So too, the payments that you owe to the woman are going to go to her yarshim if she's dead and not to her husband. So it says, Rabbi Kiva liyars abal. Does Rabbi Kiva hold the husband doesn't yarshim his wife? Vatanya viyarsh. Rabbi Akiva says, Abal is Yoresh's wife. No, Rabbi Akiva says that Abal is not Yoresh's wife in Kofer. Since the woman's rights to the Kofer payment are only if she's dead. So long as she's alive, it's only Ra'ui. It's not something that she's Muchzuk in. And even though a husband Yarshins his wife, he does not Yarshin that which is Ra'ui to come to her. Only that which she actually had. So my taima, how do I know that he's not chayiv and kofer until after Misa? Because I'm a krav, the hamis, isha isha, hasher yisakal, v'gam ba'alav yimas, im kofer, yushal salav. So you see that kofer only happens after the skilas hashar, and the skilas hashar only happens if the person actually died. So the woman's entitlement to the kofer is only after she dies, and that's why that kofer payment goes to her yarshim and does not go to her husband. Okay, that's what we'll pick up from there tomorrow. Good day, and a happy Chanukah, everybody.